Well, the liquidation phase is continuing again today as the grain trade continues to tumble from the recent liquidation from large open interest for index funds who were disappointed after the lack of any Chinese interest for now. And the improving weather across the Midwest pretty much knocked the blocks out from underneath it. And, of course, the U.S. dollar bolting to 100 here today, with the jobs number this morning being very solid, contrary to what President Trump wants to say that it should do to the stock market. Stock market under heavy pressure today as no interest rate cuts this year. Maybe an interest rate hike is what they're putting it at. Jobs numbers was solid, 172,000 build after a guess of an 80,000 build. Unemployment rate left unchanged at 4.3%. So the dollar at 100.04 right now, up 66 cents. That's keeping the pressure on everything. The grain trade has July corn down 8.25, 416 and a quarter. December off 6.75, 445. Soybeans, July, lower by 11, 1118 and a half, while November gives up 8 cents, 1133 and a half. The meal market, despite a big announcement of a sale to the Philippines, down $5.60 a ton, $308 there for the July contract. July bean oil off $2.35 to $73.95. That's knocking the canola down again here today, down $18 on that November contract, $7.69.50. In the wheat, we are lower by 3 cents on July Chicago. That's the one market that's kind of holding up here, not making massive lows here every day. Kansas City wheat July down just 3.25, 6.17 as well. Did make new lows today, but it's sitting about 3 cents off morning lows. The Minneapolis July wheat contract down 1.25, 6.19 3/4, while December down 2 at 6.45 1/4. In the livestock futures, after opening sharply higher and trading as much as another $5 higher in feeder cattle, gravity found them with the stock market down so strong. We actually seen those gains turn into losses on the session for a while, but for now, they anchored in some support and we've turned back higher. Cash trade pretty much stabilized at 256 this week. The August contract for cattle right now up 37 cents, 241.90. October up 62 cents, 234.42. The options for the June contract expire today. Deliverable contracts are Monday, 250.25 last up 107. There'll be no deliveries on that. The August feeder cattle now up 45 cents on the day, 353.82. That's about $2.50 off of morning lows here. But the high was 358.75, still what would have been $5 higher from here. So we are up 37 cents. Feeder cattle, September, up 40 cents, 350.47. October gaining 20, 346.85. November feeders, up 5 cents, 343.35. Hog futures head back to the lows. New lows, actually, for some. July hogs down $2.77, 98.82. October hogs off $1.95, 83.47. In the metal markets, gold. It does not like the conversation of no interest rate cuts this year and a dollar at par. We have August gold down $137, $4,367. Silver July down almost $5. We're down $4.80. At $69.15, we have been down like $5.30 earlier here on the session. Bitcoin, make June contract, down $2,880, $60,940. And Ethereum, down $183 to $1,597. Over in the crude oil market, we are still on retreat despite, it seems like, ceasefire violations left and right. The Strait of Hormuz is still officially closed with some transiting, but the crude oil, due to President Trump's continuing gaslight, shows down $2.94 a barrel at $90.10. The August crude oil contract down $2.38 at $87.62. And just a quick note, crude oil is still higher than last Friday where she went out. I think it was like around $87 last week. It's currently at $90. So we are higher on the week, but definitely well off early week highs. The gasoline contract, August contract, is just sitting up a quarter of a cent a gallon, 2.98 1/4, while the August diesel fuel losing almost 7 cents a gallon to $3.55. Any questions? You can certainly find us, and that's at heartlandinvest.com. Thank you for listening, and have a profitable day.